This is Talk Is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Okay, so this week I'm going to give you the, we broadcasted the No Kings event. So this is some excerpts from the No Kings event, the third No Kings event from March 28th. Thanks to Todd Boyle for recording. And so what I did was, it was over an hour. So, you know, demonstrations are a good a recruiting tool. It's basically an activist recruiting tool. So that's the main thing that they do, is you want to take down information. So what I did is there's a bunch of information given out at the beginning, and then I put the last speaker on, and then I got some music for you. So because I didn't want to leave you depressed about all the killing and dying and warring going on. And then so real quick shout outs. All my stuff is archived on radioforall.net. That's radio with the number 4, all.net, or AINFOS Radio Project is the last of the independent media centers that we started in at the Battle of Seattle. And let's see. Boycott Mushrooms from Washington, Sunnyside, Washington. May Day celebration coming up on the 26th, Sunday, the April 26th. What else? ICE. Every day at the federal building, there's a demonstration every day for against ICE. And what else? Oh, and my website that I'm haven't updated yet, but I'm updating more and more, called djsusd.org with 3 S's, djsusd.org. And there might be a way of getting a hold of me over there if you want to complain or tell me something about the show. But mainly I just go out and record things that aren't available anywhere else. Usually on an anti-corporate, pro-sustainability, permaculture bent, and play them for you. And they're usually people that are doing something that you can join, that are doing something positive, and sometimes a little mild vandalism, but mostly positive, people that are doing positive things to create a more just society. An environmental, just, environmentally, laborly, just society. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media. And please, no wagering.
Hello, 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 hello! How's everyone doing? Can you guys hear me okay? All right, awesome. Buenos dias, mi gente hermosa. Good morning, Eugene, and good morning, Springfield. My name is Lupe Andrade, and I'm so honored to be here with you today. Thank you, Cross Current and Raging Grannies, for that musical start to our day. Hoy estamos aquí juntos, unidos, porque cuando nuestras comunidades se juntan, hay poder. Today we are here united because when our communities come together, there is power. That's right. This is a very special moment because this is the first time Springfield and Eugene are coming together for this movement. And just look around you. You are the movement. I'm so honored to be standing alongside an incredible, incredible MC that has been part of organizing and uplifting this event. Please help me welcome Debbie.
Woo! All right. Woo! Good morning, Springfield. Good morning, Eugene. Thank you all for showing up today. We must start and acknowledge that we're gathering today on Kalapuya Ilihi, the indigenous homeland of the Kalapuya people. Woo! My name is Debbie, and I'm honored to be in community with you today. I'm especially excited to be here with my new friend Lupe, who I already love with my whole heart, and we've only known each other a week. So start organizing, people. You'll make new friends.
Yes.
I'm here today as a private citizen, and just for the record, no one is paying me to be here. Now, if you would like to pay me, you can do so by making a donation to our community partner, SAFER. That's the Springfield Alliance for Equity and Respect. They organize with youth, families, community members to advance human rights, racial justice, immigrant dignity, LGBTQ plus inclusion, and the right to shelter. I know, all the right things. And they're going to be splitting those donations with two other amazing community organizations, Latino Shield and the Free Voice Youth Radio. So you'll see volunteers with green buckets. I have a sample over there, but I didn't grab it. So green yogurt containers, please give what you can. They're walking through the crowd, and they're also at the information table. If you want, you're welcome to scooch a little closer to the stage. As one of my favorite photographers says, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not close enough. If you need a bathroom, there are porta potties in the parking lot. We're going to give thanks to Kelly for the sign language interpretation over here. We're going to say thanks to KEPW 97.3 FM. They are live streaming this. If you cannot hear us, you can download it on your phone and listen. You can share the radio station with your mom and be like, Mom, look what I'm doing today. There is Todd Boyle is here filming, and there are lots of people filming and capturing stories on video. So if you are comfortable sharing, talk to a camera. One other thing, if you see a drone flying above, it's probably ours. We are here today trying to capture the power of this moment. Woo! Of this movement. Woo! Of our revolution.
Thank you, Debbie. Hoy no estamos aquí por casualidad. Estamos aquí porque creemos en algo grande. We are not here by accident. We are here because we believe in something way, way bigger. We believe in dignity. We believe in community. We believe that our voices matter. And today we say it together loud and clear.
No thrones.
No crowds.
No kings. We can do better than that.
Let's do it. Come on.
All right. No thrones.
No crowns.
No kings.
No thrones.
No crowns.
No kings.
No thrones.
No thrones.
No crowns.
No crowns.
No kings.
No kings. Okay, that was better. That was beautiful. We also want to remind everyone that this is a peaceful event. Este es un evento pacífico. Venimos con mucho respeto, con fuerza, pero también con mucha responsabilidad. If at any moment you need help, we have volunteers around you. Medics are marked with red bandanas, and they have a table across the way with water and snacks. Thank you. There are de-escalators wearing yellow vests and pink bandanas, and volunteers in yellow vests. There is support available. You are not alone here, okay? So please look around you. Please look out for one another, stay aware, and help us keep this space safe and welcoming for everyone. We're going to be hearing from powerful speakers, community voices, and performers. And then around noon, we will come together for a peaceful march following community leaders and Samba Ya. Springfield!
Eugene!
Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. All right, you guys. Our first speaker is making a huge difference in our community. Kai Fireside is a union organizer, privacy advocate, and co-founder of the group Eyes Off Eugene, which worked to get flock surveillance contracts canceled. Woo! In Eugene and Springfield and Lane County, please welcome Kai.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm Kai Fireside. I live in Springfield. Is this better? Okay. All right, I'm Kai Fireside. I live in Springfield. I helped organize this event. We wanted to bring this to Springfield because the people here are part of the fight against fascism and against the tyranny of the federal government. We are Eugene and Springfield. We are all fighting for the same rights. We all deserve to exist as our true selves. And we are all fighting against the same threats. However, these are particularly dangerous times for some of us. We are in danger because of our identity, because this administration has decided to attack brown people and to target trans people. We are at risk just for our gender identity or the color of our skin. And we have to be brave enough to come to these events to defend our rights. We all feel it. We all feel the sense that by just being here, we are taking a risk. But we have seen members of our community be abducted by those who are operating outside the law. Some of us in this crowd right now have been putting themselves at great personal risk to protect those people or to bring them back home. And there are terrible things happening across the country as states create new means for structural transphobia. Kansas has revoked driver's licenses for trans people. There are bounties for bathroom use. We're losing healthcare. And we are just trying to exist. These are attempts to erase our identity, to keep us out of public, and to send us into hiding. I'm not going to tell you that this is a safe state, but I will tell you that here in Oregon, there are people that will defend your right to be your authentic self. There are people here today that will step up to defend you at the drop of a hat. This event was organized with help from the activist coalition of Eugene Springfield. That is a strong local movement that is resisting fascism in solidarity with the communities that are being harmed by the fascist regime. If you are not already involved with one of these groups represented here today, this is a great time to get to know them, to take a more active role, to get involved, and to fight. Because we will need everyone here to take back our government. They will keep hearing from us, because we will keep fighting to defend our right to exist as queer or as brown, and we are not going anywhere.
Thank you, Kai. Trans rights are what? Trans rights are what?
Human rights.
Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights. Trans rights are human rights. Woo! Duh. Okay, can everyone pull out their phones and open it to the contacts tab? I'm going to have you add a phone number to your phones. I'll say it a couple of times. It's 1-888-622-1510. That's 888-622-1510. Last time, 888-622-1510. That is the number for the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition. If you ever spot ICE in your community, this is the number to call and report the sighting to. 1-888-622-1510.
What's the name again?
PIRC. PIRC, the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition.
For those who are here today that could be targeted by ICE, please take a moment, share a few important items with a buddy or emergency contact. Find a first and last name, date of birth, country of origin, emergency phone number, and A number if you have one. This is important to take even after today in case of an emergency.
Now, in the case of a verified ICE sighting or detainment at today's event, those of us who are here as allies can support our vulnerable neighbors by doing three things. You can blow your whistle to warn those nearby of ICE's location. That's three short bursts. Thank you. Excellent. If you do not have whistles, they are located around at several different tables. Someone can hook you up. You can start documenting ICE activity with your phones, and you can help our vulnerable neighbors find shelter and safety. If you are white, block them with your body. For those today that feel at risk, please distance yourself from where ICE is located. If you hear whistles, go in the opposite direction. Look for helpers, yellow vests, pink bandanas. Please do not blow whistles anymore, thank you for the demo, unless there is a verified ICE sighting. We do not want to cause unnecessary fear or panic. Minneapolis has shown us this is an effective tool. Please get a whistle, wear a whistle, keep it on your nightstand. This is it. This is our warning.
Yes. Our second speaker, Alex Aguilar, a longtime community organizer of former citywide Mecha, director, using storytelling through writing, poetry, and film to uplift our community. Please help me welcome Alex Aguilar.
Holy shit, there's a lot of people. Woo! It's very beautiful to be able to see everyone come out today. But yes, I'll continue. Gotcha. In moments of hopelessness, be of service. I read that somewhere, not quite sure where, but I read it and I felt it because it's true. When days feel like no end and no hope, being of service guides you in believing that even after the storm, there will be some grace. Believing that after all you've done, it was worth it. Sometimes we stumble upon our doubts and overthink on the things out of our control, but don't let that stop you from watering the movement of the people. We may not be able to change the world in a snap of a finger, but you can change the world around you. And look around you today and ask yourself, what can you do today? There are many local businesses to support, many groups you can join, start a conversation, attend, and get involved. Be a service. I wrote this poem that I will share to end my time. It is called I Am Awake, and I want to dedicate it to the people, to all of you, to the teachers, to the community advocates and organizers, to the healthcare workers, to folks who work and work and work to help the people, and to those who feel a little bit of hopelessness in these times. I am awake. I am alive. I am doing. I am simply existing and trying to survive. As the world burns in front of our eyes and ICE terrorists break into our homes and takes what's ours, our mother, our father, our sister, our brother. I am awake. I am alive. I am doing. I am simply existing and trying to survive. As the white man walks around believing he is a king in his made-up world because there's no such thing. I am awake. I am alive. I am doing. I am simply existing and trying to survive. They expect us to go on about our days as they kidnap my people in broad day. They expect us to go on about our days as they kneel on me and I can't breathe. They expect us to go on about our days as they bomb the children as they attend school. They expect us to go about our days and remain a fool. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. I can fall between the cracks of life, but I will bloom through the concrete. Because I am awake, I am alive, I am doing, I am simply existing, and I'm going to survive. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you again for welcoming me so greatly, Springfield. The organizers I've met are inspiring, passionate, and dedicated to this community, your community, our community. I asked them what messages they wanted to share, and they focused everything on how you can be more involved. Some suggestions I heard was to attend city council meetings, yes. Attend Springfield school board meetings, advocate for more support for programs that impact students of color. Those students need more staff support, and those teachers of color, also need more support. We need to make certain there's funding for classes like civics and history, as well as the very successful program pathways.
Woo! That's right. And you can support locally owned businesses where you spend your money matters, and keep it local makes a huge difference in the lives of our neighbors. Our third speaker, Ofelia Santiago, is a community leader, real estate professional, and proud Latina advocate, serving families across Oregon. Born in Mexico and brought to the United States at a young age, she understands firsthand the challenges of navigating a new country and has dedicated her career to helping families, especially within the Latino community. Achieving home ownership beyond her work, she is deeply committed to empowering her community through education, mentorship, advocacy. Please help me welcome Ofelia.
Thank you. Thank you. I had prepared my speech in Spanish, but being up here today and seeing all of you here for the very, very first time in my life, since I was 9 years old when I came to the United States, for the very first time I feel that I'm not alone. Thank you. Thank you all for being here today, for being behind every single Latino family. Thank you. I am here with my granddaughter and my son. And the reason why I brought him here today is because I put my business on the side, because so many families from our community knocked on my door every single day to notarize letters to let me know where their kids were going to be left if ICE knocked on the door. And let me tell you, every night I went back home after writing dozens of notarized letters where these children were going to be left or how they were going to be reunited with their family. I had to hug my children, my grandchildren, and the fear that it might happen in my home. So I am here with both my granddaughter and my son to tell you thank you. Thank you for supporting our community. Thank you for fighting so hard with us and to protect our community. Thank you. Thank you. This is why I'm up here today, for every single family out there, every single Latino child out there. I am here and I will not be silenced. Thank you all.
Want to use a lot of curse words, but there's kids behind me.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll just one more fuck ice just for me, right? Yes. It's just been an incredible week. If you don't know me well, you might not know that I can tend to be like a crier. But the last 440 days or so has been hellish in one way, and also some of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. My world is filled of people I did not know 400 plus days ago. You are all so beautiful. You inspire me just by your breath and being here, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And this week I had the honor of sharing this stage with someone who's new to my life, and her spirit is so gorgeous. She's a voice, I know. Like, community, we can do this. We can build the community we want. So I'm here to introduce our final speaker, and it's a voice many of you may recognize from our local Spanish-speaking community. She uses her voice on air at 97.7 KEQB, La Que Buena, Lane County's only FM Spanish-language radio station. As an activist, she uses her voice to advocate for issues facing her community. And today she joins us as my neighbor, standing in unity with all of us. Please welcome Lupe Andrade.
Thank you, Debbie. Oh my gosh. I promised myself that I wasn't gonna cry, but it's such a beautiful thing to see so many people united today. It really is. This administration has been trying to divide us, to create division between us, and to see us come all together is just such a beautiful thing to see. So be proud of yourself that you came and that you are so brave to be here. Thank you so much for supporting my community. I'm here to represent my community, and I'm here to represent my people. Those who feel unseen, unheard, and targeted, I'm here to say something simple but powerful, that enough is enough. I'm here for the children who come home from school to find an empty house because their parents were taken by ICE. I'm here for the mother left without her husband, taken on his way to work. I'm here for the farm workers who left home like any other day and never made it back. These are not just stories. This is reality. So let me ask you, are you ready to defend our democracy? Yeah. Are you ready to fight for our future? Then let the world hear us today. No kings, no thrones, no dictators. No thrones, no dictators. Because in this country, power is not supposed to come from the top down. It comes from us, from the people. And right now, for too many families, that promise feels broken. People ask, why are we here? We are here because we are so tired, so, so tired of injustice. We are here because we are tired of cruelty. We are here because we are tired of these policies that are dividing us, trying to silence us and harm our communities. We are here because enough is enough. It's enough. Yes. And when we say justice, we're not talking about just one thing. We are talking about dignity and safety and fairness for all of us. We are talking about a real path to citizenship for people who have lived here for years, who work, who pay taxes, who raise families, because no one should have to live in fear. We are talking about protecting our families, ending separation, stopping deportations that tear homes apart, because no child should come home to an empty house. We are talking about equal rights under the law to due process, access to legal help, and end to abuse of power. Because human rights don't depend on papers. We are demanding accountability, transparency, and limits from agencies like immigration and customs enforcement. Because power should never be abused. We are standing for workers, for fair wages, safe conditions, and the right to speak up without fear. Yes, because the people who feed this country deserve respect. And above all, we are demanding recognition for our humanity. We are not illegal aliens. We are human beings. We contribute, we build, and we belong. Now, some people may say this is a hate rally. Does it look like hate? But those are the same people who are staying silent when families are being torn apart, when children are left behind. So let me be clear. We are not here out of hate. We are here out of love. Love for our families, love for our country, love for justice. And yes, some people may be upset that we're marching, that we're blocking traffic, blah, blah, blah. But let me say something. Inconvenience is temporary. Injustice is not. So if we stay silent, nothing changes. If we stay quiet, the suffering continues. This march, this moment is our right to be seen, our right to be heard, our right to stand up for our families, and we will not apologize for that. Because here's the truth, a king mentality says some people belong and others don't, but we know better. We know our strength is in our diversity. We know our communities are stronger when we stand together like today. I wasn't born here. I immigrated here. By the way, I've been detained by ICE years ago in place in a Tacoma, Washington detention center when I was 18. So I know that feeling that these students, DACA students, are facing when being detained and taken by ICE. I'm a part of what makes this country what it is. So what do? We organize, we show up like today. We protect each other. So look around you. This right here is what power looks like. It's what love looks like. It's what unity looks like. And to my people, no matter where you're from, no matter your story, si alguna vez te sentiste no bienvenido, no dejes que nadie apague tu luz. If you ever felt unwelcome, don't let no one dim your light. Keep shining. Keep standing. Keep showing up. We are unstoppable. This doesn't stop here. Please join us April 1st at Springfield City Hall. Show up on May 1st. Stay informed. Speak up. Support each other. Know your rights. Because change doesn't happen in silence. It happens when we show up together. So I ask one more time, will you stay silent?
No!
Are you ready to stand?
Yes!
Because we, the people, we have the power. Springfield, Eugene, Lane County, we are stronger together.
Woo!
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, well, thanks. All right, it is merch time. Marchers have already started. So, but we have first a musical group that's going to help keep up the end of the march. So, we've got marchers starting, they're following Samba Jah, but we have on this stage our newest activist singing group, the Singing Resistance of Eugene Springfield. While the people that direction get started, they're going to teach us a couple of songs and then merge in to bring up the end of the march. So please welcome the Singing Resistance of Eugene Springfield.
You don't have to sing into it. Okay. It's a condenser mic. So
can everybody hear me? Okay. No. Okay. I'm going to use this mic. This song's by Melanie Damore. It's called Lead with Love. Can everyone clap with me? And I'm going to sing one line, and you're going to sing after me. Here we go. You got to put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You got to put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. You're not. Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
Lift up your eyes.
Lift up your eyes.
Don't you despair.
Don't you despair.
Look up ahead.
Look up ahead.
The path is there.
The path is there.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
I know you're scared.
I know you're scared.
And I'm scared too.
And I'm scared too.
But here I am.
But here I am.
Right next to you.
Right next to you.
You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
Woo!
we've got one more song to get y'all marching here. And it's by Anna Hernandez. She was inspired by Sojourner Truth in 1851 to write this really beautiful song. It's called, what is it called? Set It Right Again, okay. There's a great trouble in this land, but we're gonna set it right again. There's a great trouble in this land, we're gonna set it right again. There's a great trouble in this land, we're gonna set it right again. We're gonna set it right again. No kings or thrones in this land, no kings or thrones in this land. We're gonna set it right again. No kings or thrones in our land. We're gonna set it right again. No kings or thrones in this land. We're gonna set it right again. We're gonna set it right again.
Ice causing fear across the land.
We're gonna set it right again. Ice causing fear across the land. We're gonna set it right again. Ice causing fear across the land. We're gonna set it right again. We're gonna set it right. Set it right. Land.
And sing. So if you want to learn some of these songs, just come walk with us, learn some songs, and then take them back to your groups.
The signs with the green circles and the frogs. Come sing with us.
That evening we were sort of getting into rock and roll state of mind, writing a song about mountain climbing, which is a very dangerous thing to do. But we've all got to climb mountains. Every day.